Hello, my name is Stéphanie Saadé and I will be talking about the artwork Becoming a Painting, which is signed by myself, my partner, the artist Shabel Joseph H. Boutros, and the Lebanese Civil War. The artwork is a landscape painting which comes from the former dining room of my grandparents' house in Beirut. My grandparents' house in the near suburb of Beirut is situated in the exact location where the civil war started in Lebanon on April 13, 1975. During the course of the war, the painting was hit by shrapnel and it bears the traces of these impacts. The painting itself is a painting of a peaceful European countryside with a stream, trees, and grass agitated by a little bit of wind, but not too much. It is a painting that is meant to bring you calm, peace, and serenity when you look at it, and it is clearly made for one to enjoy inside of his house. My grandparents bought it when they furnished the house. The peace that the painting is supposed to bring you was disrupted by the shrapnel impact that it received. And it is while having lunch with Shabel in front of that painting that we decided that it should become an artwork. The reason why we called it Becoming a Painting is because for us as artists, this was not an artwork. It is a painting that is painted in the mode of trompe-l'œil. And for us, it is only after being hit by shrapnel and receiving the trace of history that it had become a painting. This artwork could be considered a modified ready-made. It is a ready-made because we as artists didn't do anything to it. We did not add anything. We did not alter it in any way. But it is not completely a ready-made because it was hit by shrapnel. What I found interesting in that painting is the way that it aged. We can see, if we look closely at it, that the shrapnel impacts disrupted the way that the painting aged in time, meaning that the painting today is cracked, the paint on it is cracked, the oil paint, but it has cracked all around the holes made by the shrapnel. So you have to imagine that the canvas of the painting is pierced by little holes. All around these little holes, the paint has fallen, and all around the place where the paint has fallen, the cracks are circular and they follow the impact of the shrapnel. This means that if the painting hadn't been hit by shrapnel, it would have aged differently in time. And I found this to be a very interesting metaphor of the way that one can be affected by political events in his or her own country. We could say that the growth, the aging of the painting was altered, was modified by the occurrence of the civil war in Lebanon, and that this echoes the way that an individual's growth, an individual's aging, can be also affected by such political events. In the case of that painting, it made it more interesting. It made it become an artwork, which is now traveling from exhibition to exhibition. This painting is now exhibited for the third time in the Netherlands, and it would never have had this destiny if it had not been damaged. In the exhibition Intimate Geographies at Marès, this painting is exhibited in what we recreated as the dining room. So we could say that it has traveled from my grandparents' dining room in the suburb of Beirut till this recreated dining room in the space of an art center in the Netherlands in Maastricht. It has become a painting and is still becoming an artwork every new time that it is exhibited.